News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if I haven't already told you, no, I haven't today, I'm going to tell you right now. ZLA Solutions. I was actually just texting back and forth with one of the principals over there at the company. ZLA Solutions is so good at what they do. They are literally been tearing it up in terms of getting people back to work. Now, they can do all kinds of things for your company. They can help you with your logistical questions. They can do things to help you with quality control and sorting and containment and that kind of thing. But their bread and butter is also staffing. I mean, what they do at ZLA Solutions is literally find the person for the job and put the two together, and they are doing it in epic fashion all over the state of Alabama. They just had their biggest year ever. And so I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need a bunch of folks or a few folks, call them, contact them, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can get you squared away. They can have a workforce for you, and they're good at what they do. At ZLA, they like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. And that's their goal in life. They live to make your business better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Personal friends of mine, I believe you'll enjoy what you see there. All right, number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it the Woke Wars. So we're going to spend a few minutes here talking about the fact that, and you know what I mean. By the way, you know, the liberals will say, what does that even mean? Woke has become like a trigger word for conservatives. No, it's legit. We got to put a label on it sometimes. So the Woke Wars, there's a constant trading of blows right now, because finally, we're beginning to find leadership within conservative ranks that goes, enough, and is actually in a position to do something about it. Story breaking right now, by the way. Literally in the last, what time is it now? 2:37, 3:37. Story broke in the last hour and a half. Just up right now. I'm pulling this one from the Post-Millennial. It says, breaking, Florida moves to revoke Disney's privileged tax status. Woohoo! This is huge. By the way, the big elephant in the room when it comes to Florida politics is Disney. Employs thousands of people, has its own special provision in state law that makes all of Disney's property what they call a special tax zone or a special, a self-governing district. Okay, they have a self-governing district. In other words, they overlap into two counties. They don't pay local sales tax. It's basically, the name of it is called the Reedy Creek Improvement District. It was formed before 1968. It was part of the incentive to draw Disney here. No one ever saw them becoming the behemoth that they are. And Disney has gotten so woke and has been lashing out at state government that Ron DeSantis said, enough. He called a special session to deal with redistricting. And in the course of that, he put a plan together, and the legislature just passed it. The Senate just passed it in the last hour and a half. It's now going to the Republican majority in the House. It is literally designed in part to establish four new congressional districts and in the same, you know, same swipe to take away Disney's ultra-privileged improvement district. And they're saying right now that if this happens, which they believe it'll pass tomorrow in the House, if this happens, it means that Disney could start having to pay upwards of $200 million in local property taxes to the counties that they're in. I mean, that alone is going to stimulate the economy like you wouldn't believe. Disney has not been a partner to the state lately. They've been an adversary because they're so woke. They've been doing all of this, you know, fighting for the LGBTQ agenda in the K-5 or K-3 actually arena, and they're trying to misbrand state politics. And the governor of the state, who is leading, Ron DeSantis is a leader, is literally saying, enough, okay, fine, you want to be that way? If you want to lash out at state government, if you want to hire 40 lobbyists and try to affect our laws all the time, guess what? We're taking away your special privileges. How do you like us now? Well, DeSantis called for it. The Senate just passed it. The House takes it up tomorrow. That's big doings. Well, I'll tell you what, while I'm on DeSantis, let me just go to the second story I had in my stack here. Pulled this one off of justthenews.com, dated yesterday. Ron DeSantis says Florida looking into the pension plan that it uses currently for state employees to divest from Twitter. What? Yes. So Governor Ron DeSantis gave a speech the other day at the Villages, which apparently is like a city unto itself down there. But he made the remarks at a news conference that he believed that the thing going on with Elon Musk and Twitter board rejecting Elon Musk's opportunity to buy out the entire company, which would have given shareholders a windfall, which means that shareholders, some of them would have probably gotten rich, that it turns out that the state of Florida, through its plan for retirees, owns shares in Twitter. The governor has discovered this. And he said, basically, he intends to hold the Twitter board responsible if it turns out that his state employees' fund is adversely impacted. And in the meantime, he's also looking to see if he can find a way to get into another plan and divest itself of anything to do with Twitter if they're going to block the ability to take advantage of things that would have benefited his state retirees. That's just leadership. But this is what I'm talking. This is why I call this section the woke wars. Because you just heard, that's one, think about it. We're going to have Lou Burdett on the show here in a little while. This is what a strong leader can do. So Lou Burdett, Tim James, Kay Ivey, Lindy Blanchard, Dean Odle. Picture the eight people that are running for governor in the state of Alabama. Which one of these do you think will stand up for you? You've got to figure that out. Like Copper was saying, that she's not sure yet who she wants to vote for. She's still assessing the candidates. I'm fine with that. You got what, 39 days, everybody? 39 days. If you don't already know who you like, you got 39 days to figure it out. But come poll time, you got to decide, is there anybody out there who will go to battle in the woke wars for me? And right now, I think we could do better. All right, next item in the woke wars. See, I'm running kind of the gamut. I've got quite the buffet, a vast cornucopia, if you will, a plethora of woke war madness. All right, here's one. Pulled this one off the Daily Wire dated yesterday. Tuned out, it says. Netflix shares are plunging as subscribers are fleeing. Elon Musk is blaming the woke mind virus. Okay, here we are. I'm dealing with woke wars again. This time it's not Twitter, but it's still Elon Musk, who apparently has the ability to drive the market just as much as Trump ever could. But Elon Musk is saying in this particular article that he's looking at Netflix and he's seeing their share prices drop and he's recognizing that they're losing subscriptions. And he says, you know what? It's because of the woke mind virus. What he's basically saying is they've gone way too woke. And I agree. Netflix, it says, reported on Tuesday that it lost 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter of this year. Wow. And it's bracing for up to 2 million lost subscribers in the second quarter. Wow. Okay, folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're a shareholder company, if you're a publicly traded company and you have shareholders and you are doing everything possible to drive people away from your product or your service, maybe your shareholders should say, pivot, make a change, do something different. I mean, what you're going to wind up seeing here for too long is they're either going to go under or they're going to change or someone's going to buy them out. All right, Netflix got a problem here. Musk commented that the woke mind virus is making Netflix unwatchable. And then another guy named Pranay Pathole or Pathole, I don't know. Anyway, he's a machine learning engineer. He argued on Twitter that woke mind virus is the biggest threat to civilization, to which Musk replied with a simple yes. All right, so Netflix has gotten all kinds of backlash. Here's some things that have happened on Netflix that are driving this. This is one of the woke war issues related to Netflix. First of all, you may have heard of Ibram Ekendi. He's a Boston University academic, a critical race theory advocate. He worked with Netflix to adapt his book called Anti-Racist Baby, okay, into an animated kid show. Yeah, isn't that special? A CRT kid show. Wonderful. And, oh, by the way, the creator of Disney Junior's hit, which is something called Doc McStuffins, joined Kendi on the project. So a guy who worked with Disney is now working with the CRT advocate to build a kid show about critical race theory on Netflix. Woke much? Okay. How about this one? In October of 2020, Netflix began creating a show about the life of Colin Kaepernick. Because don't you know that the vast majority of people who can afford a subscription on Netflix really want to know why a failed former quarterback in the NFL who made his name by kneeling for the national anthem you know, why does he have his own autobiography on Netflix? I don't know, but they thought it was important. Well, I know that. Here's why. Because, quote, Colin's story has much to say about identity and sports and the enduring spirit of protest and resilience. And they're happy with this at Team Netflix. Okay, wonderful. Or how about this one? Got a lot of attention. This is when I think Netflix began suffering. They saw cancellations soar by 800% in the fall of 2020 when they came out with a film called Cuties, which is a French film that depicted young girls pre-puberty in sexually provocative situations. It was pretty awful, and Netflix defended the film as a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. Sure, that's why you showed them in sexualized positions. Okay, well, Netflix in the woke wars, having trouble and losing subscribers left and right. So I got some more here, and I'm going to cover down on it when we get back from this break. But I got some things you might want to know about, like, I don't know, what did Tucker Carlson say about libs of TikTok? Or what did Biden do to roll back Trump policies that help healthcare workers? Or why is violence a potential outcome of critical race theory? It's all part of the woke wars. Take us to a break, Copper. When we get back from this, we'll cover down on more. I'm in number two of the triple dipper, the woke wars. Coming up top of the hour, Lou Burdette running for governor. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. You're going to want to stay tuned because top of the hour, we're going to have the news break and come right back in with a live interview with Lou Burdette, who is a candidate for governor. We have an entire panel of people that is running against Kay Ivey. Apparently, she has drawn the ire of enough of the state to where eight people decided to run, and that's big doings. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know when I've seen an incumbent governor draw that many primary opponents in one race. That's virtually unheard of. It's also a clear indication that perhaps something is needed. But listen, let me go back to number two on the triple dipper. I'm talking about the woke wars. All right, so I told you about literally breaking news. Governor DeSantis, being the leader that he is, has basically said, hey, Disney, if you're going to be that woke, if you're going to fight back against state government, guess what? We're going to revoke your special privileges. And the Senate, in the last hour and a half, in Florida, at his behest, just passed a bill to do exactly that. That's epic huge. But we got other things going on. But the woke wars, you know, I call it that euphemistically, but the bottom line is this. There's a constant trading of blows right now going on between the progressive left and conservative right. And it's necessary. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm saying it's happening, but I want y'all to see the different places where it's happening. So you know the deal. When I resource a show, I'm pulling things from all over the place. Well, okay, I've got one here that I want to point out. This is what happens when liberals get offended that you call them out for being the liberals that they say that they are. Like, not the least of which is story off the Daily Wire dated yesterday. Tucker Carlson interviewed have y'all seen the libs of TikTok? Okay, I can't ask you to raise your hands because I can't see. You've seen it, Copper? You've seen it?
Yes, I have.
I love libs of TikTok because what they're basically doing is they're just owning liberals by playing what liberals say about themselves, right? You've seen that? The videos and all that?
Oof, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
pretty hilarious.
Shouldn't ought to said that, should they? Anyway, Tucker Carlson, you know, one of them, the libs of TikTok is a social media account that has done a great job of bringing all these videos to light so people can see them. And they've become, you know, pop culture icons, some of them, for, you know, being what they are. Well, she has remained anonymous. We know it's a she. She's interviewed on Tucker Carlson. She chooses to remain anonymous purely for the reason that she knows that liberals will attack for daring to make liberals look like liberals. Well, nonetheless, a very liberal reporter for the New York Times, I'm sorry, for the Washington Post, Taylor Lorenz, took it upon herself to investigate and figure out who this person was and has begun doxing her openly. Well, at this point, the libs of TikTok creator is defiant. She says that it's not going to intimidate her into stopping, but she did have to leave her own house, and she is now basically in hiding. because she says the threats she's gotten have been so significant. But then Lorenz, the reporter, the one who decried most recently the idea of people doxing and doing things that are mean to liberals and progressives, is the one doing this and now claims herself to be the victim because people are saying, why'd you do this? All right. Part of the woke wars. It's an ongoing thing. But God bless the lady from Libs of TikTok. Here's another story. I pulled this off the Federalist. The Federalist has a story that just really grabbed my attention as I'm surfing through the various aspects of woke culture. I mean, we have constant issues related to diversity, equity, inclusion, the LGBTQ agenda, transgender teachings in schools. We have critical race theory, yada, yada. All I'm saying is this. There's a variety of different fronts on the battlefield. One of them being critical race theory, like I just said. Story on the Federalist, dated yesterday, really caught my attention. So the Federalist has this piece. They title it, Why Violence is an Inevitable Outcome of Critical Race Theory. Huh. Okay, I looked at that and I thought, it's often described as being just innocent. It's just trying to tell the truth. All it is saying, you know, that white privilege exists and that we have a systemically racist nation and that, you know, that children are born either oppressed or oppressor. Never mind that God never intended that. All that to say, this piece from the Federalist goes on to describe the fact that if you look at it right now, just in the last, you know, well, recent history here, we got a guy named Frank James opened fire in a New York City subway, injuring 23 people. He's a black activist who was impacted by critical race theories, and he had his own videos on YouTube. We got Daryl Brooks, who drove his SUV through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killed 6 people, injured 60 others. He was also someone who espoused critical race theory issues on social media and is now being seen as having radical views that impacted what he did in a violent way. We had Quintez Brown, a Black Lives Matter activist, who tried to assassinate a Democrat Louisville mayoral candidate named Craig Greenberg up in back in February. Or Micah Johnson, who killed 5 Dallas police officers. Meanwhile, for some reason, the battle lines always seem to be that it's all about, you know, keeping minorities suppressed. But what we're seeing is this constant dogma of trying to describe us as a systemically racist nation is actually driving some people to violence. And the reality of this article points out that when you continually harp that there is no hope, and when you continually express that you have no choices in life, then the only thing left for you to do is to lash out at that point. And that's where we are. Too often right now in the woke wars, we're seeing people turn to the ultimate wrong solution. Well, I didn't even get to all of it, but that's okay. I want to say this. Keep in mind what Charlene always says. There's a whole lot more of us than there are of them. Yeah, that's right. Just know that. In the woke wars, the left side is in the minority. There's a whole lot more of us than there are of them, folks. Well, listen, coming back, we got Lou Burdett running for governor. He's right here in the studio. We're both overdressed for radio, and we will have a talk with Lou Burdett for governor. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.